Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. We are presented by our good friends at Alpha, and we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. Good morning, Mark Lassiter.
Good morning, Rick Cleveland. How are you this morning, my friend?
Doing well, pal, and congratulations on another great win for you. All the coaches at Bayside Academy, you go over to a pretty tough place to play at Chickasaw and get a big win. Good morning, Ian. Appreciate you being here, pal. And turn that down just a little bit. It's a sad day here at PSR. We lost a man, a gentleman, a mountain of a man in Paul Sousa, former superintendent of the Mobile County Schools. Paul Sousa died this past Sunday. I got a phone call, and I'd taken aback because I knew that Mr. Sousa had been ill. But Paul Sousa was a man who made a huge difference in thousands and thousands of lives, not only in Mobile County, but around the state of Alabama. Served as a principal at Phillips Preparatory School, at Theodore High School, at Murphy High School, was a deputy superintendent in the Mobile County system, became superintendent, I believe, in 1992. After he retired, he became a chief negotiator for city school systems in Saraland and Satsuma and Chickasaw. He served on bukus of committees. I mean, he was so active around the city of Mobile. He was one of Mike Gottfried's main people at Team Focus. He worked with the Mobile Touchdown Club. He was on the Senior Bowl committee, did amazing amount of work for the GMAC Bowl, and it's a tremendous loss for the city of Mobile. It's a tremendous loss for everybody in education. Paul Sousa made a tremendous amount of progress, not only as superintendent, but as a human being, for fellow human beings. Our sympathy goes out to Judy, married for 60 years to Judy and for Kristen and his wonderful daughter. And I can't begin to tell you, such a family man, such a guy that put family first, and it's going to be a great loss. To all of those who knew him, a dear friend of his, Larry Foster, who was his neighbor, lived next door and did such an amazing job of taking care and doing everything he could to help his friend. And hopefully we're going to get Terry Curtis on at 8:30. Terry was a guy who loved Paul Sousa, worked for Paul Sousa, and Paul Sousa loved Terry Curtis, and hopefully we'll get him on around 8:30 to talk a little bit about Paul Sousa. But here at PSR, we're honoring Paul Sousa, the memory of Paul Sousa. And I hope those of you that knew him will take a moment and just say a prayer for Judy and for Kristen, because he was a man that made a huge impact on many of our lives. He's always a friend of PSR for many, many years, behind the scenes, a true friend of PSR. With that, the memory of Paul Sousa will live on. And he was inducted into the William Carey Hall of Fame, and he gave me a hard time about our little rivalry from our schools, and I'll miss him dearly. I'll miss the phone calls, and I'll miss the little comments that he would always make after listening to PSR. With that, Mark, let's go to the scores from last night and kick it off with 7A.
Last night in 7A, Auburn 52, Smith Station 21, Austin 42, Albertville 0. Bob Jones, 56, Grissom, 0. Daphne, 34, Murphy, 15. Davidson, 48, Alma Bryant, 14. Enterprise, 60, Jeff Davis, 40. Fairhope, 27, Baker, 17. Florence, 56, Huntsville, 14. Foley, 48, Mary Montgomery, 27. Hewitt Trustful, 35, Gadsden City, 28. Hoover 49, Tuscaloosa County 7, James Clemens 21, Sparkman 15, Theodore 49, Luke LaFleur 8, Thompson 48, Oak Mountain 0, Vestavia Hills 34, Spain Park 6.
Say that again. Vestavia Hills.
Vestavia Hills 34.
Spain Park 6.
Spain Park 6.
That's a huge win for Sean Calhoun. So excited for him. Big, big win in the Birmingham area. Congratulations to Sean Calhoun. Man. Class 6A, Baldwin County 46, Gulf Shores 7, Benjamin Russell 28, Chilton County 14, Brookwood 28, Bessemer City 22, Calera 34, Wetumpka 28, Chelsea 17, Shades Valley 6, Clay Chalkville 42, Pinson Valley 23, Cullman 10, Athens 3, Decatur 69, Columbia 6, Eufaula 41, Russell County 7, Fort Payne 58, Pell City 14, Gardendale 28, Jackson Olin 20, Hartsel 56, Hazel Green 7, Helena, who comes to Cooper Stadium in 2 weeks, 22, Stanhope Elmore 15, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 48, Paul Bryant 26, Hueytown 62, McAdory 25, Huffman 56, Woodlawn 26, Jasper 54, Mortimer Jordan 38, Leah Montgomery 33, Park Crossing 6, McGill Tulin 55, Blunt 12, Mountain Brook 49, Homewood 14, Muscle Shoals 35, Buckhorn 7, Opelika 35, Valley 0, Oxford 26, Springville 17, Saraland 49, Robertsdale 6, Scottsboro 27, South Side of Gadsden, Phil Lazenby 26, Sydney Lanier 12, Carver Montgomery 6, Spanish Fort 60, and Citronelle 10.
In Class 5A, Alexandria 47, Moody 7, Beauregard 41, Elmore County 14, Carroll 52, Charles Henderson 22, Carver Birmingham 28, Winona 7, Center Point 52, St. Clair County 16, Central Tuscaloosa 40, Jimison 10, Demopolis 54, Marbury 7, Douglas 38, West Point 14, Fairfield 28, Ramsey 24, Fairview 55, Brewer 14, Faith Academy 55, Satsuma 7, Greenville 28, Andalusia 20, Gunnersville 45, Boaz 17,
Phil Lazenby,
Leeds 42, Corner 13, Leah Huntsville 35, Ardmore 20, Lincoln 42, Hayden 7, May Jemison 54, Lawrence County 21, Parker 63, Cordova 13, Pleasant Grove 42, John Carroll Catholic 12, Rehoboth 33, Headland 22, Russellville 42, East Limestone 0, Sardis 44, Crossville 22, Selma 42, Sipsey Valley 0, St. Paul's Episcopal 35, Alberta 6, Sylacauga 49, Talladega 14,
cool.
Tallahassee 21, Holtville 14, and UMS Wright 38, BC Rain 0.
In Class 4A, American Christian 62, Dallas County 28, Anniston 28, Hanley 27, the number one team in 4A Falls last night as the Anniston Bulldogs defeat Hanley of Roanoke 28-27, Asheville 42, Hansville 0, Bibb County 41, Sumter Central 6, Brooks 33, Central Florence 20, Booker T. Washington 34, Dale County 21, Cherokee County 41, Claiborne County 17, Escambia County 36, W.S. Neal 24, Geneva 41, Bullock County 8, Good Hope 15, Dora 14, Gordo 27, Fayette County 0, Haleyville 55, Curry 8, Jackson 54, Mobile Christian 26, Lipscomb Academy out of Tennessee 70, Etowah 10, Madison Academy 37, New Hope 7, Madison County 61, Daughters of American Republic, DAR 0, Montevallo 54, Holtz 6, Munford 24, White Plains 14, North Jackson 27, St. John's Catholic 9, Northside 45, Oak Grove 18, Oneonta 42, Fultondale 0, Priceville 28, Destler 16, Randolph 44, Westminster Christian 20, Rogers 14, West Limestone 13, St. James 35, Ashford 8, Strawn 19, Alabama Christian 17, West Blockton 55, Wilcox Central 0, West Morgan 38, Wilson 8, Williamson versus Viger was suspended. I want to talk just a little bit about that real quick. Don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but what happened last night at Ladd People's Stadium is absolutely awful. And this has got to stop. It's absolutely got to stop. Ladd People's Stadium is one of the safest arenas that we have in this state. Our friend Corey LeBounty was calling that game, and I'm so thankful that he was not injured, but we pray for those people that were injured, and this has got to stop. The leaders of this city, this community, have got to come together and find a way. We've got to have these senseless things that have taken place. Now, for the second time at Ladd People's Stadium, it's got to stop. I don't know how, but there's people a lot smarter than I am that can figure it out. We got to stop it. We got to stop having innocent people injured at a wonderful, wonderful event called high school football. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central Alabama.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR, Radio Alabama. Not Radio Alabama anymore, I don't guess. I guess it's Fox Sports Central Alabama. Yeah. Sorry about that, Michael Brannon. Hang in there, kid. FM Talk 106.5. Honoring a guy, a legend, a man who touched lives of thousands of people today on PSR, Paul Sousa. Mark.
All right, we're going to go back to the scoreboard now. Here in Alabama, in the classification, 3A, Bayside Academy, 42, Chickasaw, 6. I got to do 3A. I don't usually get to do 3A. I was going to tell you something. I'm hoping I can find this on film. Our quarterback, Zach Kittrell, made a run last night. Now, he was on ESPN a few weeks ago, you know, for a highlight, top 10 plays, something he did against Hillcrest Evergreen. Well, he made a run last night. That might trump that one. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. He started scrambling around. He probably ran about 50, 60 yards before he ever crossed the line of scrimmage, and then he went. It was a tremendous thing to witness, I'm just telling you.
If you're so emotional about that, you want me to finish the 3 days?
You know, Rick, what were you doing 10 minutes ago? Go back to whatever it was. Thank you. All right, but Zach Kittrell, I'm going to give you a shout-out, buddy. That was a great job last night. All right, Bayside Academy, 42, Chickasaw, 6. Beulah, 42, Goshen, 6, Carbon Hill, 53, Tarrant, 8, Childersburg, 50, Pike County, 13.
Where to go,
Tigers? Clements, 28, Danville, 16, Collinsville, 31, Ashbury, 6, XL, 50, Cottage Hill Christian, 31, Geraldine, 20, Fife, 19, Hale County, 25, Greensboro, 16, Hillcrest, 21, Flomaton, 9. Did I say the wrong team? I did, didn't I? Man, I'm old. Hillcrest, everyone, 21, Flomaton, 9. Montgomery Catholic, 52, Trinity, 7. Northside Methodist, 48, Daleville, 6. Lauderdale County, 35, Colbert Heights, 7. Oakman, 28, Vinemont, 6. Ohatchee, 54, Pleasant Valley, 14. Phil Campbell, 36, East Lawrence, 35, Piedmont, 38, Hoax Bluff, 14, Prattville Christian, 47, Monroe County, 32, Providence Christian, 54, New Brockton, 20, Realtown, 36, Dadeville, 14, Sachs, 54, Glencoe, 7, Slocum, 40, Ops, 7, Southside of Selma, 52, RC Hatch, 6.
Phil Lasby.
God, quit doing that. Susan Moore, 26, Holly Pond, 19, Sylvania, 49, Plainview, 31, Walter Welburn, 67, Weaver, 19, Wicksburg, 23, Houston Academy, 14, Winfield, 48, J.B. Pennington, 0.
I'm so glad you got through that with all that.
Why is your hat crooked?
You're just killing me here. Last night, Fife, who had the nation's longest high school winning streak at 51 games, lost to Geraldine. And that, of course, ended the nation's longest high school winning streak. So congratulations to Geraldine. And, Mark, you know where that is?
Geraldine's right across the street from Fife.
That's exactly right. It's Just you could. Now, I was going to say you
maybe
could,
across the river.
I was going to say you could hit a wedge there, but yeah. I'm not going to say that. It'd probably be a couple of drivers.
It could probably would be, yeah.
In Class 2A, Addison 22, Hamilton 21, Mark Lassiter. Clark County 20, Leroy 14, Cleveland 49, Westbrook Christian 28, Cottonwood 54, Zion Chapel 28, Elba, Russ Wood. The original number 89. Elba 41, Ayrton 25, Green County 55, Washington County 6, G.W. Long 49, Geneva County 20, Hatton 40, Thorpe Town 7, the Highland Home Flying Squadron. Wow. They were flying last night. 49, Francis Marion 6, Houston County 35, Abbeville 14. Jimmy Rain won't be happy with that score. Ider 14, Fauntville 0, Isabella 62, Central Coosa 0, Lafayette 48, Fayetteville 22, Lamar County 21, Selegant 7, Lynette 71, Randolph County 8, Lexington 20, Colbert County 8, Locust Fort 53, Gaston 19, Luverne 48, Thorsby 6, Mars Hill Bible 42, Red Bay 8, Midfield 24, Aliceville 14, North Sand Mountain 35, Whitebird Christian 6, Orange Beach 49, J.U. Blackshire 22, Pisgah 20, Section 0, Ranburn 30, Horseshoe Bend 28, Southeastern 35, West End 20, Spring Garden 29, Sand Rock 28, St. Luke's Episcopal, congratulations Ron Lee, 35, Fruitdale 8, Winston County 34, Cold Springs 7.
And in Class 1A, Billingsley 63, Barber County 0, Brantley 46, Red Level 6, Brilliant 14, Barry 7, Cedar Bluff 30, Appalachian 7, Central Haneyville 1, J.F. Shields 0 in a forfeit, Decatur Heritage 47, Cherokee 0, Galesville 52, Woodville 28, Hackleburg 44, Vina 20, is that Vina or Vina?
Vina.
Vina 20. Hubbardville 26, Marion County 14, Kinston 33, Pleasant Home 18, Linden 58, A.L. Johnson 0, Lochapoca 26, Autaugaville 14, Maplesville 61, Verbena 20, Marengo 46, Choctaw County 12, McIntosh 26, Southern Choctaw 14, McKenzie 44, Florala 35, Notasulga 40, Calhoun 0, Phillips 59, Shoals Christian 0, Pickens County 22, Meek 6, Raglan 58, Talladega County Central 0, R.A. Hubbard, 50, Waterloo, 12, Sampson, 34, Georgiana, 6, South Lamar, 32, Lynn, 26, Summerton Christian, 33, Coosa Christian, 7, Sweetwater, 40, Millery, 6, Wadley, 42, Donahoe, 0, and Woodland, 14, Victory Christian, 6.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad we got through that without too much difficulty. And why are all these people scoring all these points, Mark? You defensive coordinators are going to have a mountain of a job ahead of you.
We've already got one. I mean, all the rules fit offense these days. You know that, Rick. You know, everything's – I'm just kidding. No, offenses have just developed so fast, and there's so many things going on out there offensively that you really got to be locked in defensively to know what your key is and your reads are and fit in the proper gaps on run game and in the passing game. They've gotten so good at it that they if you can protect them, it all starts up there. That's what to me the passing game doesn't matter how many plays you draw up. If you can't protect it, it's not going to work anyway. But the passing game has gotten so sophisticated, and there's so many different routes and different things you have to watch that it becomes, I think, what one term that we need to use more often, even especially at our place, is eye discipline. You know, knowing what you see and believing in what you see and what you read, and then reacting to it. And sometimes kids and not just kids, the coaches don't do a good job of, you know, making sure our kids lock into their read and do their job and don't just veer off the path because they think they can do something else or figure they're trying to help their team by doing something, think they can make a play and take their eyes off the key, and they don't do the job that's assigned to them on that whatever that given play is. And it just makes it tough. And there's a lot of good offensive minds out there right now. And, you know, I remember, you know, when I first started coaching, it was I formation. And, you know, you read the triangle, the two guards to the back. And now it's empty and four wide and three wide and 11 personnel and 20 personnel and 12 personnel and all these different type groupings. You have to kind of figure out how to defend them.
Run pass option. Person asked me the other day, he said, what is RPOs, coach? I said, run pass option. Have you seen much
yes.
of that?
Yes.
You seen a lot of that?
We
are
see
you
a good bit of it.
Are you seeing linemen downfield?
Yes.
Boy, I'm telling you.
That's hard to deal
that's
with.
That's hard to deal with. That's tough.
And I will say this, in the last year and a half, I think our officiating crew, they've had to get used to that too, the run, the RPO, run pass option. And they're doing a, I think they're doing a great job at least trying to find those guys when they're downfield and they shouldn't be.
We're going to talk to Greg Brewer here pretty soon about some things that are going on with the Alabama Sports Officials Association. We'll be right back with more on PSR.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me.
Well, right, welcome back to Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. We covered every score in the state of Alabama on the Quail Creek Prep Sports Report scoreboard. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that happen on Friday nights. And some things in high school football, you see some kids that overcome adversity. They overcome a lot of injuries. Lots and lots of kids have got nicks and bruises this time of year, Mark. And, you know, it's amazing to me what a great job the people at Encore and the other, you know, I guess you call them physical therapy groups do to get our kids back on the field. And you guys up at – let me introduce him first. I'm sorry. Steve Mast, head football coach at St. Paul's. Big win last night, 35-6 over Alberta. And, Steve, congratulations. Good morning. And I don't know how to introduce you. I think so much of you. I always want to say something, but I know something will come back at me. So I'm being very conservative this morning.
Well, you are being conservative this morning.
That
is scared one. I'm not sure.
No, I'm scared. I'm always scared talking to you.
I do want to give a shout out to our guy. You know Bob.
Yep.
He's been doing.
Yep. And that's why I said that.
With St. Paul's for years, St. Paul's family, and all three of his boys played there. Just a great man, and it's amazing how he and the other guys on call, all those guys, did a great job of stitching us all back together.
You know, and Steve, as we go back, as far as we go back, when we'd go in, we'd start taping at 5:45, and we'd spend good Lord, we'd spend an hour in there taping and. It was, and now
7:30 kickoff. How about that? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And you were wringing wet with sweat in a training room. It had not even fans could cool you off. It's dadgum hot. But Bob.
But I tell you what, though, I never had sinus problems. So that kind of juice, it could clear out your nostrils. you'd coat them down with clammy juice, and you could breathe 3 weeks.
I got a story to tell you about some of that cremogenic balm one day, Steve. It'll blow you up.
Oh, yeah. That's an off-air story.
Yes.
Oh, boy. So 35-6 last night over Alberta. And listen, I think you feel the same way. Nathan McDaniel is doing about as good a job as he can do right now down there. And they're going to be okay. He's a dadgum good football coach.
He's a good football coach, and fundamentally they're very sound. And just to be quite honest, they're going to challenge DNA-wise and just didn't have a lot of team speed. And it's not by lack of effort. His kids play extremely hard and in the right place. And if they'll be patient, and I think they will, he'll make that thing into something one day.
Well, they need to be patient. They let one guy go midway through his first year, didn't they? Or at the end of his first year.
Yeah. Well, I think he made it from first period to last period. That was
about it. Oh, man. Well, looking at your football team, you know, Trey Flowers and the Able kid had over 100 yards rushing. And, you know, are you getting better and better? Is it just each week?
Well, we are. We are. I think it was actually Troy Flowers. But we have gotten better. I think we, you and I and Mark talked about 4 weeks ago, we sort of got back to what we know and got under center and started doing some things that we're all comfortable with. And I think that's made a big difference of being who you are, and I think consequently it's made us a better team, and we've had the luxury of having a few better players and people we played the last couple 3 weeks that, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. We've had a little bit better players, but we're doing things better, Rick, Mark, than we were before, and the confidence level's up, and we're spreading the ball around a little bit more. So I am pleased with where we are right now.
Well, you know, going into the last couple of weeks of the season, you got LaFleur and Viger coming up, and you'll be heading into the playoffs. And as you get ready for LaFleur, you know, it's a team that's been struggling this year and having a tough time. And, you know, it's just one of those games where, you know, as coach, you know that, and your kids, you know, today, in today's world, you know, kids know who's got what. And so going in and getting prepared for it, what do you do to help get your kids ready to play this ball game and play it at a high level so they can continue on what y'all built over the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, you just, you know, it sounded like coach speak. You just don't talk about the other jersey, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you can only coach what you've got right now. Even earlier, you didn't worry about coaching what you've got. So you spend an awful lot of time doing the things that you're trying to correct. You know, we're still struggling a bit in pass protection. So we'll spend a lot of time this week on pass protection. We're still struggling, I'll ask y'all for help. We're not doing very good come out of halftime. You know, we come out of halftime and we're just flat, and we got to work on that mindset a little bit. But you know, Mark, we're not going to spend a lot of time on practice. You know, it's week, what, 3 weeks, and week 12. And if we're having to spend 2 hours on the practice field, shame on me for not having us further along than that. But the time we are out there, we got to nitpick and try to figure out what we need to do best right now or better.
We're talking to Steve Mass, head football coach at St. Paul. Steve, and you cut your teeth defensively, and that's kind of your passion. But you look across the state of Alabama, and I talked to a guy in Arizona, ironically, this week, and he asked me, he said, Coach, are there a lot of points being put on the board? And I said, Tommy, there's more points than I've ever seen in high school football in Alabama. Why is that? What's going on?
I'm just going to call it like it is. I think in the state right now, overall, when you look at schools that we've all known over the years, they're struggling a little bit. And I think that the bar has moved a little bit, and I'm not going to get on my soapbox today, but the city school systems are taking things over. The old county systems that we all grew up with are not near as strong as they used to be, and the numbers are down a little bit, and kids are having to play both ways a lot. And, you know, it's almost like basketball. You know, when you play basketball, you got the ball in hand, you want to shoot it. And you're not worried about trying to guard somebody that's close. So if you don't guard them close, that the ball will come back to you faster. Right. So we're just not putting much emphasis on defense like we used to do. And I do think that the offenses that people are doing now lend themselves to score more points, and especially if you're not very good on defense. You know, get a lot of one-on-one matchups, and if you miss that guy, he's going to score.
Yeah.
But I really do think that the shift in the structure of the schools, with the city schools and some of the private schools, have caused the numbers to be a little bit more skewed in those directions. And you know, we could spend 5 shows on that topic, but
yeah,
nobody's really emphasizing defense anymore, you know. at any level for that matter.
You know, Steve, one thing that I've noticed over the last several years is that I remember going to a clinic and I remember, I think it may have been Tony Franklin's clinic where he talked about it's playing basketball on grass and
Right. Basically
spreading everybody out, you know, getting 3 and 4 wide receivers, 5 wide receivers, and you got an athlete back there at quarterback who you can't hem up. So you have to leave more people in the box to try to not let him run on you, and then he can throw it too. If you get those combinations running around and you get 2 or 3 guys out there in space and they get a crease or get a step or just get loose for a second, catch a ball, I mean, it becomes one-on-one. And if you've got enough guys to cover that, most people don't. You know, in reality, you don't have enough people to cover and play the quarterback too. That's what I see. I see the game.
Well, I think you're spot on. And you know, I call it video football.
Yep.
You know, because they play video games back there with the thing. If we keep getting a little bit better, there's a good chance we're gonna play a real good team in the second round. But I basically play video football. You're the guy back there that runs about a 4.35, 4.4, spreads everybody out, and you know, you're trying to hem him up. And the other thing is, we're all 3 old. I can remember when I first got this thing, your field was wore out after 5 weeks in the middle of the field.
Right.
It was just dirt.
Right, yeah.
And outside of the hash marks was full grass.
That's right.
You don't ever see a field wore out like that.
I hadn't even thought of it. You're right. You're right, Steve.
Yeah, we played between the hashes. Everything was between the hashes. And now everything's all still immaculate in October. And it's just, you're Marky's spot on. It's a spread game, matchup game. My guy's better than your guy, one-on-one. And then you got to try to commit 2 guys to that guy one-on-one. Now then you're short somewhere else.
Right.
And there's very few clinics now with defense being taught.
That's
right.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
That's, you're dead on right there, pal. It's just not happening.
Yeah, you know, it's not, so.
Yeah.
Just do the best you can. And, you know, Briscoe Darling used to say, just jump in and hold on.
That's it.
Jump in and hold on.
On.
I love that. Hey, you have a great day, pal. I mean it. Get some rest.
Love you both. Hey, congratulations on the Admirals again.
Thank you, buddy. You too, pal.
I'm crazy about them Admirals. Do me a favor, Mark.
Yeah.
Walk in tomorrow. And hit David Stapleton right between the eyes.
That ain't funny. Hey, we love you, boy.
Love you, pal.
You take care.
Hey. Love y'all. Take care.
Bye. Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Don't do that.
Oh, believe me.
Don't do that.
That Stapes is unreal, cuz. I'm not going to hit him.
Cuz. I'm telling you right now. Oh, boy. I don't know where Terry Curtis is. I'm going to chastise him a little bit. Doggone his time.
He's got him a big win last night.
Well, he did.
He's taking care of business this morning.
I don't know what he's doing. You know what?
He didn't sit still long.
She may have him out in the yard trimming bushes.
I hope she does.
Oh, I do, too. Double time, and he gets to watch everybody come by and play golf on that par 3 hole that he hits to every other day, I think. Hey, we'll be back with more PSR. Mark and Rick, right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Fox Sports Central Alabama. There you go, Lee Pearman.
The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now, back to the show.
I go in the golf shop. And those guys tell me, you know, Coach, we love the music. Not much about the show, but we love the music.
We listen to PSR because y'all got great music.
That's good music. That's right. I need to talk to I need to talk to my boys at UMS. I notice they're playing my breaker music on their football broadcast. They're going to probably have to pay some
royalty fees.
Yeah, some royalty fees on that. I know Tide would. Michael Knapp knows better. But Michael, they shifted Michael last night. Michael had to do the PA system, and Wes Lathan was doing the color analyst. And
Wes Lathan.
Yeah, he's a color man last night. Amongst all of his other jobs.
Oh, Wes.
I caught him before the game, and he was getting ice and doing all other things. And Wes, he's 90 to nothing.
As you said, that apple doesn't fall far from that tree.
There you go. That's two fine folks.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now, Ed Latham's
yes,
as good as it comes. And I can promise you, Ed Latham has got lots and lots and lots of good stories with Paul Sousa. And we're honoring Paul Sousa, the memory of Paul Sousa, who passed away this past Sunday. And former superintendent of the Mobile County School Systems, and just an amazing, wonderful man that did so much for so many. And we will certainly miss him here at PSR, I can tell you that. Our prayers go out to Judy and Kristen. And it's a sad day for this old coach, I can tell you that, because he was a man of sometimes few words, but his words spoke volumes when he spoke. And miss him dearly, I tell you that. Tried to get Terry Curtis. I don't know if he's out in the yard trimming hedges, or he may be hitting a wedge to the.
Now, I don't think he plays golf during football season.
I ain't going to say that.
I don't think so.
He may get out in that backyard.
He might get in the backyard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The dang green's just 60 yards from his house.
Oh, okay.
So he, Now, that would be a driver for you.
No, I'd be a pickup truck, put it in the back, drive it over there, and dump it out in the yard. You seen my driver? Nope. Rick played golf with me one time.
That's it.
One time, said, that's it. I can't do this again. We'll be out here for the next 2 days if he don't get out of the woods and out of the sand and out of the creek and everything else. He never hits the ball on the grass where you can see it. So he never played with me again, y'all. I just want you to know.
Who's a surprise? Who's a surprise team around here for you?
Surprise team around here. Let me think for a second. I tell you a team that I don't want this to sound wrong, but I think Fairhope's been a real good surprise this year. I think they have really come on and gotten better and better and better. They lost a lot of really good players off last year's football team, and they have really done a great job. Tim's done a great job with that program. I was so fortunate this week. I got to go speak to their football team Wednesday. Mm-hmm. During lunch, they have a little time that's put on by their team chaplain, and then a young man who I coached at Fairhope, Gavin Willison. Mm-hmm. Gavin and his brother, Brandon, run the NOS, no off-season workout facility in Daphne. Anyway, Brandon and they are just Gavin are just such great Christian young men. Mm-hmm. It's really unbelievable to see the young men they've become. Anyway, they lead a thing every Wednesday, and I got to go over there and talk to those kids for a few minutes, just about some of my own experiences and what it is to be a player and a Christian player and Christian coach, and try to fulfill those things on a daily basis, yada, yada, yada. And just getting to go over and see those kids and talk to them and see that Fairhope team in that room. I hadn't been in that locker room with the Fairhope team in 12 years, so it was really kind of neat for me. But to see those kids and watch them for a few minutes and then see the coaches, and they got a really good staff. They got a good bunch of kids, and they're playing really good football. Yeah. And they beat Theodore and beat a very good Baker team last night. I think it was 27-17.
Yep.
To me – I saw him this summer in a little 7-on-7 and wasn't sure, how good they would be. I knew they'd be competitive, but I think they have really bought into what Tim's doing, and those kids are playing extremely hard.
Well, I think there's there's several teams that have surprised me, and I'm not going to go into it in as much detail. I think Steve Norman at Baker has done an amazing
job.
They've really done. And then you look over in Baldwin County at Baldwin County High School, the job Scott Riles has done there. I'm excited about what's happening at Foley. I think that Derek Scott will they'll just continue to get better and better and better. And they had a big win last night over MGM, 48-27. And so, but I think the biggest surprise for all of us, regardless of whether you're a fan or not, is the job that Phillip Rivers has done at St. Michael's.
Absolutely, Phillip's just gone in there and he's changed the mindset,
right?
You know, and just really took a whole different approach to it. Just an approach that's all his, put it that way. And he's just done a great job with those kids.
Well, and what Eric Collier's done at Theodore. I mean, they slipped up a little bit last week against Fairhope. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to play Theodore at any round of the playoffs. And what Tim Carter and them did last week against them was a really big win for them, or if it was may have been 2 weeks ago, but it was a big win for Fairhope. But I'm really impressed with the job that Eric has done there at Theodore. And then John McKenzie, the job he's done at Viger.
Viger, yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. They're undefeated, playing really good football. Saw him on film early in the year, doing a really good job. Good for him and the Viger program. I mean, that's a proud, proud program.
No
it's
doubt.
Good to see them be back on top.
Norman Joseph at McGill, I think, is doing great.
They're getting better and better,
aren't
they? Every week, getting better.
And you can't forget Kyle Stanford over at Robertsdale. They've had some big wins, got a really big-time running back over there. And then you look down at Orange Beach and what Chase Smith has done.
I think they're going to make the playoffs.
I'm hoping.
I think I saw that. I could be wrong, but I hope those boys do, and hope Chase gets them in there, baby.
I do, too. Do you need help in your business or family life with your state or national government? If so, please call our friend Braxton Counts at 251-476-9900. Braxton and Jimmy Duncan, a member of the U.S. Congress for 30 years, have teamed up to put you in front of the right people in either Montgomery or Washington, D.C. It's all about relationships, and Braxton and Jimmy have those relationships in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. We'll be back with more PSR on Fox Sports Central, Alabama.
It's time for the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Hey, welcome back to PSR, Fox Sports Central Alabama. Coach Ben Blackman. Good morning, Ben. How you doing, pal?
Rick, how are you?
I'm doing good, Ben. I don't know if you can hear this music, but this is the Doobie Brothers.
I can't hear it, man.
But I know.
Good.
I know. And, Ben, look, I'll grab your hand, and you and Misty can ride down to New Orleans with us next weekend. And I mean, they're going to be – hot, man, I'll be crying. I mean, that's too many great memories, I'm telling you. So, man. Misty would want to go, I'm telling you, Ben. Hey.
Absolutely. We'd be all in.
Well, and the first thing we want our listeners to know, we want an update on Lottie.
Yeah, she's doing well. She's back pretty much to her old self. You know, we're just going through a few checkups after the event with doctors and stuff, but I she seems to be back to her normal self, running around the house telling everybody what to do.
She's learning young. She's learning young, I'm sure.
Ben, I just want to tell you that it was so impressive that the prayer chain that went out for you and her family. Brother, you know, you've touched a lot of lives and your family's touched a lot of lives when all those people put their hands together and start praying. It was all across the state, and that's pretty remarkable, partner, and the power of prayer is unbelievable.
No doubt, you know, and we felt every one of them. Our family did, and, you know, from all over the state, and we had college coaches and people that we've had contact with that we probably haven't seen in a couple of years or several years in the past, and they were just sending us messages. We're sending the prayers up, and our family felt that for sure. And we thank everybody, and we're so grateful, you know, that the good Lord, the great physician,
that's came right,
and healed her body.
That's right, brother.
Well, so now you go to 7-1 last night with a win over Citronelle, and you're up 6 o'clock this morning watching film. So that means McGill must be next.
McGill's next. McGill's next. And, you know, for us, man, we got to fix some of our mistakes. And that's, you know, my concern. I really was looking at us and what we were doing, good and bad. And we had some really, I mean, we scored 60 points, but it just felt like, you know, we had penalties and we gave up some plays. Third down, and it wasn't crisp, you know, as a coach would want. And so it's trying to evaluate what went wrong and what, you know, what we can improve on.
You know, Ben, I always thought, and Steve Savarese and I talked about this thousands of times, I was never really worried about the other guys. I never thought that I needed to spend a lot of – I wanted to watch the film. I wanted to see what they were doing. But I was more concerned about those 5-6 Jimmys and Joes that we had up front and trying to get us where we need to be. I can't worry about what they're going to do. We got to be ready to adjust to whatever they do, and we got to do it every series. We can't wait and do it at halftime.
Right. You know, and you got to be, you know, nowadays the way the offenses are, they can explode, you know, expose you to every position. You know, you got to be on your toes. And so you got to make sure you take care of yourself first and you're doing things the right way.
Well, you know, Coach, as you get ready to play McGill, I know you're going to take this day and enjoy it and then start getting ready for McGill coming up. Where do y'all play that game next week?
So it's in Spanish Fort, which will be a home game. And I know they'll be ready, man. They have a phenomenal running back. I'll be honest with you, he's electrifying. He's one of the toughest guys to hem up. And you sit here and watch film, and you're like, you're watching the other team, and they got him hemmed up, and he scores from 50.
Wow.
That would be Braden Walker. He is one heck of a football player. You're exactly right. He's a good one. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That youngster you got playing quarterback, he just keeps getting better and better. Brendan Byrd is so impressive to me, and seems like he has just matured as a football player each week, just gets better and better and better.
He is. He's doing some really good things for us. He gives us the quarterback run option, and he can throw it, and he's putting some balls in some good spots, and our receivers are making some catches. And they seem to be on the same page.
Well, we know that you're watching volleyball, and I'm proud of you for being there, pal. I'm proud of you for being there. So,
The Blackman household has a big day today. We're on our way to Fairhope Middle School to my 10-year-olds in volleyball, and my 15-year-olds on the homecoming court. So we got to go to the dance and get our hair done and nails done and all that kind of stuff. We got a big day at the Blackman.
Ben, you need to go in there when they're getting those pedicures and all of that, and get a good foot massage. I'm telling
that's what
you, buddy.
Hey,
I'm telling you. And just give Misty the bill. Just say, here, you take care of this.
That's right.
Hey, Ben, what is this game? I know it's a big region game. Both of y'all are 5-1 in region. What is this? How does this thing kind of look to you as you go into this ball game as far as region standings?
Well, I mean, whoever wins the game is the second place team. The other team is third place. That's it.
Gotcha.
End
okay.
of story. Bay Minette is 4. Both of us beat Bay Minette, and both of us lost to Saraland. So it comes down to whoever wins this game has the first round at home. The other one goes on the road. And, that's kind of what the game's shaping up for.
What region are you matched up with?
4.
That's
Helena, Pelham, Calera, and
now Helena comes to us in 2 weeks. They sure do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can send.
Are they? Aren't they on top of that region right now? Helena, Richie Busby's team.
Yes, they won that region.
Yeah, they did win that region. Yeah. Okay.
Pelham finished second, and Calera's third, and I think Wetumpka or Stanhope will be 4.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Well, that'll be interesting. All right, go enjoy some volleyball. Get that pedicure for yourself. Get all that done. And we're just going to continue to pray for your family because I know it's a work in progress, but we're so, so excited for you and Misty and your entire family, pal. Prayers.
Thank you, guys. All right. y'all have a good day.
You too, buddy. Proud of you.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. They went through some stuff, buddy.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Some stuff.
I'm telling you. Thank God that prayers were answered, and that beautiful little girl just came right on through, and what a great family that is. Blackman family is a fabulous family, and we're just glad that we got them in Baldwin County and at Spanish Fort and changing lives of kids all around them.
Yeah, you just make – Tracy's just soaking it, you know, anytime you talk about Spanish Fort. I mean, she's So I tell you, somebody else is mighty happy, Spence McCracken. He's proud of those two boys. He is proud of those two boys because they came out of Robert E. Lee High School, and then they go and they coach with him at Opelika, and just a, you know, just a football family, and guys that Spence is mighty proud of. And we got to get him on here pretty soon.
We really do. He's a character now.
We missed him in the Legend series, and I should be kicked for that. But
maybe we can start another Legend series when we get like into December. Can start maybe one a month.
That'd be good.
Do something like that. And get Spence on. You know, I'm just, you know, and Spence is also proud of the, not only how good those two boys are as football coaches, but how good a daddies they are, how kind of people they are, and what they represent, what they believe. I think that is the most powerful thing that family represents around anybody they come in contact with.
Well, he, Spence made a difference in a lot of people's lives. Lots and lots and lots of people's lives. So, really do need to get him on here. And I miss that cat. I miss him a bunch. I miss being around Spence. Always got something good to say and always something. He can make a story out of a story. No doubt about it. You know who I was thinking about this morning? I saw where Cottage Hill, Bobby Parrish and those guys lost 50-31. And they play. I think they played in Charles Lang Stadium. Charles Lang was the somebody asked me, who is this field named after? Charles Lang was the headmaster at Cottage Hill for a long time. Played football at West Alabama years ago. Really super guy. We lost Charlie a couple of years ago, but that's who that stadium is named after, and I didn't get a chance to answer that text, but hopefully they're listening this morning. Hey, we'll be back with more right here on FM Talk 106.5 in Fox Sports Central Alabama with PSR. Kenny King, Daphne High School, will give us an update on the Trojans.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR. Mark Lassiter, Rick Cleveland. Various other assembly of assemblages, and our buddy Ian. Kenny King, the Daphne Trojans, get a big win last night over the Murphy Panthers, 34-15. Good morning, Coach King. How you doing, pal?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I saw your, I saw yours and Coach Lassiter's, I guess I want to say extended daddy last night.
Mentor.
Okay. We'll call him Mentor.
Let's
how about
mentor.
That? Is that okay, Kenny? Mentor.
Absolutely.
He, I don't think he snuck over to your place last night, did he?
No, I didn't see him last night.
Okay. Well, you know anytime he gets a hankering, he'll just come stand on the sideline. Kenny, don't you dare let him come stand by you on the sideline.
Oh, I'll never.
No, because he'll have the headset on.
Yeah.
Say, what are you doing? Are you listening? Are you watching what's going on? Are you watching the same game I am?
Oh, Kenny, do you know how many times he told us, do you want me to come down there and do your job?
I already know.
Hey, let me tell you, Kenny, when I was in Alex City with him, I'd be in the press box, and
he'd be on the sideline. I'd be talking directly to him, and invariably, I wouldn't say something. He'd say, "Are you up there? Or are you at the concession stand again getting popcorn? What are you doing? Do you need me? What's going on?" Or then he'd just take them off.
Oh, boy, man,
I tell you, that's something else. That's awesome.
I want to tell you one final thing, then we're going to talk about your football team. So we're on the headset one night, and we're playing Blunt. You remember that. And he told me in Chancery, he said, "I tell you what y'all do. You just let me coach Kenny and Atlas and Clay, and y'all leave us alone. We'll be fine."
That was a rough night.
But I'm telling you, buddy, you got things going kind of the way you want them going. You that's a good win last night over a Murphy team. And talk a little bit about this football team and how far it's come since the summer when you just kind of were putting things together.
Man, putting things together this summer, we knew that we could be young, a lot of inexperienced players. We lost a lot of seniors last year, especially on defense. And we knew we had a great running back, and actually great running backs. And then also I had a pretty good offensive line. And then we had some injuries on the offensive line. Our senior quarterback, of course, transferred to Gulf Shores. So, we're sitting with a 14-year-old quarterback that's a freshman. Having to replace our two senior offensive linemen at one time with two sophomores, and I'm just starting to see things unravel with injuries and change. And man, this team has done a great job of rallying, and been won four straight so far, and has done a great job. I'm very impressed with the young guys. Last week we started 9 14- and 15-year-olds, and those guys have been getting after it, and they're very coachable, and I'm starting to see them move forward and enjoy practicing and understanding, the practice you have to put in during the week in order to perform on Friday night and see the light bulb turn on. So it's been great so far.
You know, coaches, got things going your way. You got some 3 or 4 wins in a row now, and you got a big one coming up at Baker next week. Tell us a little bit about that ball game coming up at Baker.
Big game. Talking about 7A Region 1 has it kind of determines what we see that in the playoffs. And Baker has a great team, and they've been dynamic this year. And definitely, we've been looking at this game, and we know the impact that this game has. And course, we're going to go to work this next week and try to prepare to play our best game. And we haven't played our best game yet. It'll be great to perform our best game against this great Baker team.
You know, I've slipped up and watched practice a couple of times, tried to stay up on the hill and get out of the way. I love your staff, Kenny. I love the way y'all – I mean, there is a uniqueness there. Of course, having Atlas there with you that brings back so many great memories for those of us. But at the same time, it looks like you've got a very cohesive staff working with you now.
Yes, sir. I think the biggest thing is trying to get a staff that is all on the same page.
Yeah.
When first getting to Daphne, it was a lot of turnover with the coaching staff, especially with coordinators and things. But again, I think right now we have a great staff. Guys are work well with each other. Guys starting to think alike, and we all there to win. We all there have opinions on what to do. But I like the fact that again, whatever we decide on, everybody is working for that decision.
Bring me up to date on the turf field.
Turf field again. I think it's in the bidding process right now. We want to get started right after the season, that kind of November, December time frame. Hopefully have it in by March 1st for our spring sports and, of course, graduation and spring football game.
That's going to be a great addition. Kenny. That's really going to be a great addition. And now, is that going to affect the track? What are we going to do there?
It's not going to affect the track. I mean, the track is brand new, so
right.
They'll be able to install it and replace anything that may happen to the track. But you know, looking at the stadium, it has been some great upgrades with the Jumbotron, a new track. I mean, I remember when I was really young and participating in track, you know, running on the asphalt. So it's great to see a rubberized track at Daphne, and now looking at the turf field, man, I think it's you know, just the atmosphere around that stadium right now. When we get that turf, it's going to be awesome for these kids and the generations that's coming through Daphne.
Well, I'm excited. We're all excited for you, Kenny. There's not many Friday nights. I don't think about your daddy and all the things that he did, and good gracious alive, all the things, all the blood, sweat, and tears he poured into that, and Miss Lucy, and that's great memories, Kenny, and we're all excited for you, and it's just a blessing to us to see you leading the Trojans.
I mean, man, I appreciate that, and like I say, that's one of the things I know how much my daddy and my parents put into.
Man,
I'm Daphne, and that's one of the reasons I came back to, again, want to support some of the things that they've done, and hopefully, I'm doing the right things, and hopefully, he's smiling from above, seeing these Trojans perform the way they perform, and seeing the growth that's going on at Daphne right now.
No, there's no doubt about that, pal. You take care.
All right, thank you.
We love you, pal.
Take care, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a big, big ball game they got coming up with Baker.
That is a big one against Baker. I'm going to tell you right now, having to go over there, and that's a big one. Let me tell you something, though. You can write this name down, Mark, and I know you don't do a lot of writing, but you need to write this name down. Write K.J. Lacey. K.J., 14 years old. 14 years old, and I can promise you he is an exciting you never cease to amaze me. But
that's what I'm here for.
I know it. I know it. he stepped in as a 14-year-old guy. Now you're coaching some middle school kids that are 14 years old. This kid's stepping on the field now with the Murphy Panthers, the Baker Hornets, those guys up at Spanish Ford on the hill. Some really good football players, and this kid doesn't blink. He just does not blink. Watching him in practice, I sat on those steps and watched that kid in practice. And it almost brought tears to my eyes to see that kid out there. And he took charge. He'd go up to one of those big old offensive linemen. He'd pop him on the dadgum fanny and say, "Move your fanny out." That's fun to watch, to see a kid take charge
like
that. Absolutely. So, but that's a kid you're gonna hear a lot from as time goes by. So, you know, Premier Collision is your local auto body repair shop, owned and operated locally in Mobile, Alabama. For all of your auto body collision repairs, trust the experts at Premier Collision, your auto repair specialist. Premier Collision, 1177 Sledge Drive, Mobile, Alabama. Give our good friend Chris Garris a call at 251-478-4500. Good quality parts, professional staff, and the best prices in town.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lassiter.
Not going to happen.
No, sir.
Not going to happen. You know, there's a bunch of stuff going on in college football today, and listen, we could talk for hours on this stuff. I'm really anxious to see what Coach O does as as of course Florida's playing in the swamp, and there's not a lot of love lost between those folks, and it's just and Coach O's job's on the line, and I'm anxious to see what happens in that game. That's the game I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Auburn traveling into hog country, and you know Auburn needs a win badly. They need a win real bad against a good football team. That's another one. Texas A&M is at Missouri, and you know what are they going to do after a big win over?
They're going to beat Missouri to death.
Well, everybody else has.
Yeah.
The one I really can't wait to see is Kentucky at Georgia.
That's going
to
be a good
Mark
ball
Stoops
game.
Has done such an amazing job there, and of course Kirby is.
Is it at Kentucky?
It's between the hedges.
Between the hedges. Better.
And Georgia's a 22-point favorite.
I don't know if they're 22 points better.
I don't know either, but all the Alabama fans are excited because Gary Danielson's going to be doing that game, and they'll all want to watch it. But why do they give this guy such a hard time?
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it wouldn't matter who it is. I'm just telling you. When it was Vern.
Oh, it was Vern.
Now Gary's the guy, and everybody gets on Gary. You know, nobody's ever going to replace Keith Jackson.
No.
And everybody keeps thinking, we got to have another. Well, Keith Jackson was the epitome of – to me, college football, on Saturday afternoons at 2:00, when Keith Jackson came on the TV, man, you knew it was time for a good football game. It was great. These guys, they do it differently this day. And Gary, you know, he says what he has to say, and he doesn't care whether Alabama fans
really
like
doesn't.
Him or not.
He
you know,
really
he's
doesn't.
Getting paid a nice salary. So,
Well, and I think he does a fabulous job. I really do. I think he's a great CA, and I think he just does it the way it's supposed to be done. And those of us who have done it for a long time, Herb Street's great. He's great. He's natural. He's got a flow. Gary Danielson just says it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And those Alabama people, they just can't shake it. They can't shake it. And that bothers me to no end. There may be 100 points scored tonight at Neyland Stadium. I'm just telling you. 6:30 kickoff for us Southerners. But Lane Kiffin takes his rebels into volunteer country. You ever been there? You ever been to Neyland Stadium?
I have not.
You got to go. I'm telling you right now. And the way to go is you go up the river. You get a little boat, and you just go up the river, and you get out. You take all your equipment up, and you get in the press box. No, you can't do that no more.
I know.
But that's the way to go. You travel the river, and you go to the – that's just amazing.
Hey, can I tell you a little quick story about that?
Yeah.
When I was in Alabama, in school, this was back in the 80s, a friend of mine played on a football team, and he said, do you remember when there was a commercial that said orange juice is not just for breakfast anymore? You remember that? There was a commercial that said that. Well, some Alabama fan had gotten up at the top of Neyland Stadium and put this sign up. It said, Tennessee, not just for breakfast anymore. It was an 11 a.m. kickoff. I thought that was the greatest sign I had ever heard of in my life. Tennessee, not
how'd
just.
How did that get up in the stadium? I don't know how you got a sign up there. Oh, maybe on the visitor side or whatever. Yeah.
Where the student section is, they had some sign up there anyway. I think it was back 1980. Of course, I couldn't take pictures of it and send it to your cell phone.
That's a pretty cool place, I'm telling you right now. That's a great place to go watch a football game, I can tell you that. And then, of course, I heard a guy, of course, I'm a big fan of Sirius Radio and listen to all of their sports talk stuff. And a fan called in and told one of the hosts, he said, I really think Mississippi State's going to upset Alabama today. And I said, you know, this really shows you the intelligence of people who call into those shows, because if you think Mississippi State's going to be the Nick Saban coach team after they get beat in College Station, you got to be drinking some mighty strong whiskey, buddy. I can tell
you
that.
Well, if they do, something's really wrong in the Alabama locker room.
But if
they do what I think's going to happen,
yeah.
I think Mississippi State is in for a very long afternoon. But, you know, at the end of the day, Alabama lost one ball game in 2 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know why everybody's going nuts. They're still a good football team. They got to get some things worked out. Come on. Four of their top guys left, or five, four on offense left and went first round in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
I mean,
You think about that. You talk about a Heisman Trophy winner, another guy who could have been a Heisman Trophy winner, and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
All right. And then you got Najee and Mack and Leatherwood. I mean, there's a lot of great players left that team. They're young. They're making mistakes. They're not playing like we want them to. I mean, we'll get it. I think they're going to be fine. I still think they're going to run the table and play Georgia in the SEC championship game, which may not be something that we want to do, to be honest with you, because Georgia's pretty good.
They're pretty stinking good, but they were playing with a backup quarterback, too.
Yeah, I mean, and he's doing a great job. But I'll tell you something, their offensive line and their defense is second to none. They're really good.
I want to talk about Alabama for a second because – and we watched this together amongst all the bugs that infiltrated our holy – I got that one, didn't I? But a couple of bugs, no big deal. But anyway, I'm really concerned about the tackle position for Alabama. I really am. I wasn't
right
impressed
tackle.
With Chris Owens. I am too.
And I love that kid. I mean, he's a six-year senior.
Yeah.
But he's just not getting the job done, and I hope they can get it fixed. Or, you know, it may be one of those things that they have to replace him. Because I like you, he could not pass protect at all. He could not block that kid from A&M, and I'm really disappointed they didn't give him any help.
Well, they didn't give him any help, and they didn't slide. You know, and you got an NFL coach.
I don't understand that.
And it's just – it's so unlike Alabama's offensive line. And, of course, and Evan Neal, even over at the other – Didn't play very well at all. And
I think, you know, Texas A&M had a great game plan defensively. Every time Alabama did a few things, they did some things defensively, which Alabama couldn't pick up. And it got Bryce all shaky back there and, you know – I still think he's pretty cool customer for a sophomore.
Listen to Mark Packer, who does the afternoon drive show on ESPNU on Sirius, and guy calls in and says, "You know, I think it's time for Paul Tyson to play." I said, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This kid, Bryce Young has been phenomenal. I think he's been absolutely amazing to do the things he's done. You watch this kid play quarterback. You watch his feet. And when you watch a quarterback and his feet action, the way he moves in the pocket and the way he keeps his eyes focused on – he goes from primary to secondary and even – I've seen him a bunch of times go to the third read.
Yeah.
And that's not normal. That's just not normal. And he's – why would you want to back up to be played? Obviously, it was a person who was loyal to Coach Bryant,
sure.
And I understand that. But at the same time, you better leave Bryce Young alone. He's a guy that can help you get to a national championship.
Well, he has probably won the Florida game by not making mistakes,
right?
And he did a tremendous job under great duress during that ball game, and a lot of that goes back. I'm just going to keep the offensive line is not done as well as we had hoped they would do it. Granted, they got a couple of new guys in there and moved some positions around, but, you know, I still got faith in them. I think I was disappointed in some things that took place the other day, but they'll get it worked out. I still think Alabama's got a chance, a very, very good chance to run the table and play for the SEC championship, but they got to go through some hornet's nests you can get into every now and then to get that done. One of them's at Jordan-Hare Stadium last game of the – year.
And let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, I know that Brandon Cox gets a whole lot of criticism. And when you look at – how many passes did Auburn drop? They must have dropped 10, 11 passes.
They did drop a lot. And I'll be honest with you, I think their receiving core is hurting a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think – you know, you look out there and they've got a couple of pretty good receivers –
They don't have an elite.
Everybody's got an elite, you know, got somebody who can blow the top off the defense, and I don't see that at Auburn this year. You know, last year, a couple years, I've had Seth and the other kid, the fast kid. What was his name? Schwartz, is that his name?
Yeah, Schwartz.
And but they've had guys who could blow the top off the defense. Don't have that this year. They don't have the guy who can make that catch in a crowd sometimes. So that's hurting. That is hurting Bo Nix. Yeah. And, you know, I thought Bo Nix was a warrior the other night when I saw him play. I mean, I really did. I thought he fought. He did everything he could do. He's the best. He's the best thing they got at quarterback right now, in my opinion.
And if I'm not mistaken, his little brother's playing quarterback at Central.
He is playing quarterback. Yeah, very good quarterback, as a matter of fact.
So another one on the horizon. You know, two really good running backs too. Tank Bigsby's, I think, is a really good football player, and this Jaquez Hunter is going to be a phenomenal player. Just run the football.
Yeah,
just line up and run the football.
I agree with that. Yeah,
you know, the offensive line, Austin Troxel, these guys. You got Troxel and Kensel and Brom and Jones, and then Brondarius Ham, as big as a mountain. Just run the football and do play action. Just be smart, because if we're not careful at Arkansas, we'll get blown out.
You're right.
We'll be back with more right here on PSR, Fox Sports Central Alabama. FM Talk 106.5, Mark and Rick.
This segment of the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rappahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, I was sitting here, actually a couple days ago, I was thinking about our Grace segment this morning, and just couldn't find, and you know, sometimes it just hits me, sometimes it doesn't. And this morning I was sitting here thinking about it, and I got a text message from a very good friend of mine who sent me a little something just to kind of uplift the day. And it talks about today and what today is. Today is a new day filled with opportunities and potential. We've talked about this often on this show, Rick, about what today is all about. A thought for today. Today is a day for rejoicing, giving thanks to the Lord. Today is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. No matter what you are facing or what has come your way, to make the decision, like the psalmist, to rejoice and be glad about this day, do it. Don't just mentally agree or worse, ignore it. This is a part of doing life God's way. Rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." As we look at this day, I think about what this day has to hold. I get to get up and spend time with you, Rick, and it's always a joy for me on Saturday mornings. We get to share many laughs, many heartfelt stories, things that we, remembrances, memories, future things we got looking forward to. You know, I rejoice in that. I really do. Our friendship is a big deal to me. And I think I said that on this show a couple of weeks ago. You know, Rick calls me just about every day, every 2 days, just check on me. All the time. I feel bad because I don't do it to him. He does it to me. That makes me feel really good that he just calls. I'm just checking on you, see how you're doing. You know, because God puts people in our lives for reasons. You know, I never knew 20-something years ago when I walked into the field house at Fairhope, and Rick's doing a radio show that I didn't know he was doing from our field house that day. And I saw Rick, and I'd known Rick before this, but I hadn't seen it, didn't know he was doing it. Had no idea that 20-something years later, you and I'd be sitting here this Saturday morning chatting and talking and laughing and crying and, you know, having a great time, because we never know. Yeah. So today is a gift, and I'd never want to forget about that. Ever in my life do I want to forget what this thing is all about. You know, 4 years ago when I had my heart attack, it was this weekend coming up, that on a Sunday, it'll be tomorrow, I was laying on the sofa and I told Michelle, I said, "Michelle, I don't feel right. Something doesn't feel right." And it's so weird. I thought I was having another heart attack.
Yeah.
Ended up going back in the hospital. It wasn't anything major, but I had to go back in the hospital. And they did, Dr. Robichaud, you know, another wonderful friend that I've made through this adventure in my own life, Dr. Robert Robichaud with Orthopedic Associates in Mobile and Daphne, just what a wonderful, not orthopedic, cardiology associates. But what a wonderful man and a big supporter of this show, you know, a Christian man, Christian doctor. And so I can rejoice in that today. No matter what I have to face or what is going on or what my day might hold, I have to know that I can rejoice in this. And I'm going to tell you who does, somehow she does it every day, and I don't know how, is my wife. I don't know how she gets up every day not knowing what day it is, not knowing what year it is, not knowing what month it is, how she gets up every day and smiles and goes and, as she likes to say, she likes to make jokes about an old saying that my good friend Paul Carney used to be the basketball coach at Benjamin Russell. Paul used to say, he would say, "Hey, Mark, we got to attack the morning. It's time to," in that deep baritone voice, "we have to attack the morning, Mark." And Michelle, she says, I go, "How you doing?" She goes, "I'm fixing to attack this morning." And I just get cracked up, you know, because she grins at me and laughs about it, you know. But and in her own way, she does it. And I think about kids I see that live in a life that I don't understand.
Yeah.
That live in a life, and how do they get up and rejoice the day? I can rejoice. I get up. I got a roof over my head. I know where I've got food in the refrigerator. How about those families that don't? Do we ever think about them? Do we rejoice for them? Do we help them? I don't do it enough.
Yeah.
I need to do it more. So today, and thank you for reminding me of the beauty of today, simply because God allowed me to wake up and get out of my bed and go through this day. He gave me a gift I may not have tomorrow. I've got today. What am I going to use today for? And you guys, I'm just going to tell you, I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you, Mark. And, you know, I'm thinking you're going through that, and you're going to have to stay out of this. I'm sitting in Atlanta with two guys that I love dearly, and you bringing that up today. Jim and Bill and I were sitting in Atlanta in a huge auditorium, and we're at a Promise Keepers convention. And this little bitty guy, an ordained Methodist minister, just goes to the podium. He just wants to say one thing. And he said, "Today's the first day of the rest of our lives." And he sat down. And Jim looked at Bill, and Bill said, "Wow, that's powerful." I said, "What does all that mean?" You told us what it meant today. So, yeah, that's pretty powerful, Mark. Paul Carney. You know what band he played in?
Commodores.
He was a
drummer.
And I saw him right across.
Drummer for the Commodores.
Yes, sir. He was beating those drums. Gosh, so many stories about Paul. And
what a
wonderful
man. Gosh, what a wonderful man.
Golly, I can't even go to LXU.
I hadn't seen him in years. He's living in Tuskegee.
He's living in Tuskegee. Yeah.
I hadn't seen him in a long
just
time.
Amazing. Great basketball coach, too.
Great
let me tell
basketball
you, just a
coach.
Tremendous basketball
him
coach.
Him and Coach Talbert at Auburn used to have some pretty good ones.
Well, and he had a bunch of them with Chuck Miller at Talladega High School.
Yes,
and I'm
did.
Telling you, it was always just a thrill to see him. And that's, boy, thank you for those memories, and thank you for reminding us of what today is. You know, I want to reiterate, we're honoring Paul Sousa today. Paul Sousa passed away last Sunday, and he'd been struggling with that disease that we pray for people all the time. We'll just pray that you will be with Judy and Krista as they mourn him. And Paul, I know we'll see you soon. We'll see you on the other side, pal. May God bless you. Folks, thanks for being with us this morning. It's always a blessing to spend a couple of hours with you. Remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. See you here same time, same place next week.